Welcome to the podcast, dude, episode 66. Wow.
Are you okay?
I forget. Welcome to the podcast, dude, episode 66. My name is Aaron Dowd. Thanks for joining me today. Talking about podcast descriptions today, and I have a special guest, Mr. Corey Miller. Welcome to the show, Corey.
Thank you. Welcome yourself to the show.
That's one single person clapping for you. I hope everyone else claps too.
They did.
So, So you're going to help me talk about writing a better podcast description. You do a podcast about branding that I think any podcaster should listen to, because there's tons of fantastic advice in there that will help anyone who's making a podcast grow their brand, build an audience, and it's valuable information for podcasters. So you also work on the Sean West team. You do a lot of things.
One or two things.
Primarily, I think. What's your title now? Successor.
I'm the director of member success.
There you go. But you know audio. You know video. You're a musician like me. You do a lot of writing. You make screencasts. You help people succeed. Like, there's so many things. So, I'm super glad you're back on my show. I had you back on in episode 20 something to talk about podcast artwork. That was a great episode. So today I got the idea for this episode specifically, this topic. Because one of the listeners, Stan, he wrote into me, and I don't remember how we got on the subject, but he asked me something about his podcast, or I went and checked his podcast out, and I think he was asking about how he could get more listeners, if my memory isn't faulty, which it might be, but I'm going to roll with it. So I checked out his description, and I thought, okay, I see what he's trying to do with his podcast, what he's not a life coach, but he's like a leadership coach. So he's trying to help people who are in leadership positions have a maximum impact. Especially, seems like he works with people who work in churches, you know, pastors and really so many other different kinds of people. But I read this description, and my first thought, Corey, was it's not clear to me what I would get out of this podcast if I listened to it.
Right.
It's very clear what his goals are, and that's great. That's a big start. But your podcast description, it isn't just how you talk about your podcast online or in person. It's going to be one of the first things people see when they come across your podcast, either on your website or in the iTunes directory. They'll probably check out, like, they'll see the title of your show and maybe your artwork. And if it catches their eye, they're going to click on the show and read the description. So that's your chance to catch this new listener's attention and really sell them on your show. It's your opportunity to convince them to listen to it and maybe subscribe. So the ideal podcast description answers two questions for your potential listener. Number one, is this show for me? And number two, what am I going to get out of listening to this? So that's what I wanted to talk about in this episode here. Let's go ahead and play that intro music.
Might as well.
Corey, how are you feeling today?
Fired up.
Fired up. That's an inside joke.
Is it?
Community member only show. Welcome to the podcast, dude. Woo!
Do you really do that?
I know.
Oh, okay.
All right, everyone. Welcome to the podcast, dude, episode number 66. Thanks for joining me again today. This is your first time. Welcome. My name is Aaron Dowd. I'm 31 years old. I live near Fort Worth, Texas, and I like to help people make great podcasts. I want to help you make a great podcast. Corey, who are you?
Who am I?
Yes.
Well, my name is Corey Miller, and I am, that's me hitting the table. My name is Corey Miller, and I'm passionate about helping people make an impact in other people's lives that is a positive impact that they will have in their life. And I run a podcast called Behind the Brand, behindthebrand.com. It's a weekly show about building a successful brand through story and authenticity. And I also work with Aaron at Sean West. I'm the director of member success, and just kind of, you know, trying to help people have a positive impact. Or no, I'm sorry. That's not.
Well, you are. Yes.
Well, yeah, but I want people to have a positive experience with the Sean West brand.
Oh, okay. And so, I gotcha.
And so I work kind of in the experience department, primarily with members, but also with customers and with people who are interested in anybody who's interacting with the Sean West brand. I kind of want to help them have a positive one. So that's a little bit about what I do professionally.
I like that. And that's like a, if you were a podcast, that would be your description. That's terrible.
No, that would be my about page.
That would be your about page. Well, it's kind of the same thing. Okay. So back to what I was saying before the intro music. When a potential audience member comes across your podcast, so this could work for a video too, and starts reading your description, what all they're thinking about is, what is this like? Is this for me? What's in it for me? What am I going to get out of this? Corey, do you find yourself doing this whenever you're reading stuff online, checking things out?
Absolutely. And the reason why I do that is because I'm in the process in that moment of evaluating two things. One, do I want this in my life? Like the content of this podcast or of this article or of this movie or this video, do I want that in my life? Do I want to be consuming that? And secondly, if I do, is it worth the amount of time that they're asking me to listen to it? And am I going to get something, you know, out of it that is worth the time that I'm going to invest? So I do that constantly as I'm looking through things. If I look and I go, you know, this looks interesting. I think I do want this in my life. Oh, wow. It's a 2-hour podcast. Okay. And it's released daily. There's no way I'm ever going to catch up on that. So see ya. You know, so I'm constantly doing that kind of evaluation, and people, whether they acknowledge it or not, are constantly doing this process of, is this something I want in my life? Is this going to be worth the investment either of time or with money or whatever? So yeah, I do that all the time.
Yeah. So, and this touches on a good point. This episode isn't specifically about episode descriptions. It's more about the description of your overall podcast.
Right.
But the same principles apply to episode descriptions too, because if you're kidding yourself, if you think that everyone is just going to click play on your podcast every single week without reading the title, without reading the episode description, and trying to decide if in this world where there are millions and millions of pieces of content competing for our attention, they are looking to see if yours solves a specific need they have or is relevant to them or is interesting to them or is something that they want. So you have to put thought into not just your overall podcast description, but each of your episode descriptions as well. And so right. I said this earlier, when a potential listener comes across your podcast, whether it's for the first time, they've never heard of your podcast before, and they start reading your description, they're wondering, what's in this for me? Your podcast description is your chance to tell them. You have to tell them why they should care about your show. Otherwise, they're not going to. So the kinds of things that you should put in your podcast description, whether it's an episode or just a show itself, what are you going to teach people? Are you going to teach what you know? Are you going to expose these people to new people in the community? You know, are you going to interview people that will talk about topics that are relevant to whatever it is your show is about? You know, whether it's coaching, becoming a better person, losing weight, getting fit, podcasting, making YouTube videos, whatever, branding, whatever your show is about, are you going to bring people from that community in to share what they've learned? You know, or is it just strictly an entertainment show? You know, like, so Corey, I don't know if you heard, but the last 2 weeks, I interviewed two guys from a company called Dead Signals, who do two like modern radio drama style podcasts.
Yeah.
Their podcasts are very much just entertaining stories. They're not business related. They're not trying to change the world with their podcast. They just want to tell stories in the audio medium and entertain people for a few weeks. So you have to think about like the way I write a description for my podcast is going to be way, way different than the way they write. But they thought about that and they said, okay, what kind of people are looking? What are people who would be interested in our show? What are they looking for? Well, they're looking for something that kind of catches their attention. You know, something that says, and actually I'm going to pull this up real, real quick because I actually really, really love the description for their Archive 81 show. Hang on. So Corey, the description for this show, 3 lines, just 3 sentences. Okay, I'll just read them. 3 months ago, Daniel Powell vanished. These are the tapes he sent me. If you know anything, please contact me at archive81podcast corymiller@gmail.com. That's it.
That's really eerie.
Right? It's just like this guy, I'm not even going to tell you who Daniel Powell is. All you need to know is that this guy vanished and he sent me some tapes.
That's like Blair Witch status.
Yeah.
It's terrifying.
So, but again, like, I mean, I don't know how I would write a description. Like a description like that for my episode, for my podcast, it wouldn't work. I mean, I guess I could say, I'm going to teach you how to make a great podcast. Hmm. That's it. That might actually work.
That actually might be okay.
And it's not and here's the other thing. It's not a bad idea to try to refine your message down to a single sentence. So you can tell people in one single sentence what your goal is with the thing that you're
Absolutely.
Making.
I think there are two aspects that you're talking about that I think are really important to pull out. One is to write your description in a way that brings agreement from your intended audience.
What does that mean? Yeah,
in a way that while they're reading the description, mm-hmm. they're going, yeah, yeah, yeah. Whoa, yeah. Yes, yes, this. Yes, exactly that. What? Yes. I need to listen to this.
Gotcha.
That's the kind of reaction. Like, you know that thing when, you know, you're kind of sitting there and some guy's giving a speech or whatever, and you look around and you can kind of see people in the audience kind of nodding their heads.
It's a great time to take I went the other way.
Okay.
I was thinking nodding off, like sleeping.
That's nodding in agreement. So you want to write your description in a way that brings agreement from your intended audience. So when they look at that description of Daniel Powell's been missing, these are the tapes he sent. You know, it's people are like, whoa, that's creepy, right? Yeah, I feel like I need to listen to this because I'm intrigued. So you're bringing intriguement and you're bringing agreement.
Intriguement and agreement.
I don't think that was a word, but I've made it now.
Intrigued a bit. Oh, okay, yeah. That's great.
So that's the first thing is you want to, whatever it is that you write, you want it to be able to be something that resonates with your intended audience.
Yeah.
The second thing is you need to write it in a way that if they're sitting with their, let's just go old school, they're sitting with their iPod on a bus headed to school or headed to work or whatever, somebody looks over and says, oh, I see you're listening to a podcast. What's that all about?
Mm.
They can respond without looking up the description. So that's
really good.
That's what you're aiming for is you want something that brings agreement and you want something that they could quickly tell their friend about without looking at the description. So it's clarity. It's not a bunch of mumbo jumbo. It's not all about you. It's right. about what they're getting. So if they said, oh, I'm listening to the show that is about, you know, this guy wants to help make me a better podcaster. Like that's huge. Or I'm listening to a show, you know, they talk about branding. I'm working on a brand. And so, you know, I go to behindthebrand.com and they teach me how to build a better brand. Mm-hmm. Right. Like that's very simplistic, but you can kind of build off of that and you can start to kind of craft a description where people can pass that on. And in fact, I mean, that's rooted down in even telling people what the mission of your company is or of your brand or of your life, like being able to distill it in a way that allows people to be able to pass it back and forth is very powerful.
That's very true. I know people, some people get confused when I mention Sean McKay, but he's our good friend and boss. And something he did recently was rewrite his description for the Sean West business and into something very, very simple and easy to pass on, how to build and grow a sustainable business. So it's like, we teach people how to build and grow sustainable businesses. That's so much easier than what it used to be.
Yeah. Like, I don't even remember what it used to be.
To be a lot of things. And a lot of them were great, but it wasn't as concise. It wasn't as clear what the goal of Sean West was. And now you can say, oh, Sean West, what is that? Well, we help people build and grow sustainable businesses.
Yeah.
That's really easy. And I'm sure there are tons of our listeners and tons of our Sean West members who say those exact words when people ask them what Sean West is about. So there's power in that simplicity and that just like one-liner of here's what my show is about. So back to Stan, like back to Stan is he could say something like, I want to help teach leaders how to be better at leading and help them overcome the struggles they're having or something like that.
Mm.
And that's really, really huge. So, but you said something earlier I want to pull out, which is, so I wrote this down when I was preparing for the show. Don't make it all about you.
Hmm.
There's an idea called social proof or authority? Mm-hmm. What am I thinking of? Cialdini, influence.
Well, what are you talking about? And I can help you there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So I should explain this. So it is not a bad idea to share and talk about the experience that you have and why you're qualified to teach on a certain subject. So you can say, I have been helping people make great podcasts for 5 years. I've helped, you know, I've worked for 5x5. I've worked with the founder of Dribbble. I've worked with Sean McCabe. I've worked with, you know, the Shop Talk show, like all these things. It's building authority and it's showing that you have expertise. But no one's going to say about my show, if someone asks like, oh, you're listening to the podcast, dude, what's that all about? They're not going to say like, oh, Aaron Dowd, he's this great podcast editor and he works for all these people. He knows all this stuff about audio engineering and editing and writing and show notes and all this stuff. No, they're not going to say that because the person asking the question doesn't care about me. They only care about what the show will do for them if they listen to it. So the words you would want that I would want to use in that case would be, if you want to make a great podcast, this is the show you should be listening to.
Hmm. Yeah. And I think there's aspects of that you can include in your description. So for instance, if you didn't want to say, you know, my name is Aaron Dowd and I've done shows for Shop Talk and for Sean West and for Dribbble and for
everybody, all the things,
literally every podcast on the internet, like instead of saying, hey, this is all of my accomplishments.
Yeah.
You can change that very, very simply to something like get knowledge from years of experience in podcasting and podcast editing shows like Shop Talk, Sean West, blah, blah, blah. So what you're doing is you're putting the emphasis back on the listener. Instead of saying get knowledge from the guy who's done all this stuff, it's saying get knowledge from the experience of these shows. It's very, very subtle.
Yeah.
It's very subtle.
That's true.
And all you're doing, I mean, you can fill in the blank stuff, like learn how to fill in the blank. Mm-hmm. Like these are actionable things. Get knowledge from 10 years of experience in fill in the blank. If you're an X, a Y, or a Z, you'll get tangible insights on fill in the blank. All you're doing here is you're resonating with the listener. You're giving them an example, giving them a glimpse of the kind of person, the kind of thing they're going to get, the kind of person they're going to become, what the benefit is for them. And if you want to, you can slide a little bit of your credentials in there. Like for instance, your own podcast description says professional podcast editor and producer Aaron Dowd shares everything he's learned about making great podcasts. So in that quick moment, you just say, oh, professional podcast editor, this show is probably going to teach me how to become a professional podcast editor, or I can learn something from this person who has this experience.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's just as an example. So but ultimately, like, you have to remember that people will only care about you once you've proved that you care about them. Yes. Like that's the only, at least in this particular, in regards to a value exchange like this, mm-hmm. you have to remember, like, you have to prove that you care about this person before they're going to start caring about you. Because if I look up a podcast description, I don't know this person. I have no connection with them. Yeah. I have no background on them. And so I'm just looking to see if this is worth my time. Once I start to listen to it, I can start to create kind of a connection. Like, that's exactly how it happened with Sean West. Mm. The Sean West podcast, I just started listening to out of the blue, and Sean and Ben were on there, and I was like, well, I don't know who these guys are. But after podcast, after podcast, after podcast, I started like really connecting with these guys. And that's why I joined the community in the beginning, was because they were talking about all these conversations people were having, and I had total FOMO, right? Like, I wanted to be in on the inside jokes, and because I felt connected with the podcast hosts. So the connectedness happens after you've proven that you're here to deliver value. So you deliver value first, and that's what the description is all about is, in a sense, selling yourself, selling the knowledge and the benefit to the listener, and then they can connect with you as you continue to deliver value to them.
Man, you're on fire today. So that's fantastic, and I agree with that. That's the main takeaway that I want people to get from this show. If you remember this one thing, like you said, people only care about you after you've proven that you care about them. So make your podcast description about your listener. And if you don't know who you're creating a podcast for, that's a problem. Because if you're just creating a show just because you want it to be out there, that's fine, and you might get some audience, but you really, really need to think about who you're creating your show for.
Yes.
Did you have something else you wanted to say? I see you pasting stuff in here.
No, nothing, nobody.
Oh, okay. All right, so just, Corey.
Yeah, you can.
If there was nothing else you wanted to touch on, I wanted to move into a section that I'm going to call Let's Review Our Own Podcast Descriptions.
Oh, no.
I like this. So I had this idea.
All right.
Because obviously Stan, great Stan. Thank you, Stan.
Thanks, Stan.
Thanks, Stan.
You're the man.
For Stan the man, reach out to me. And I wanted to do a review for him to give him some practical steps to help him write a better podcast description. But I figured, well, I can't like take a look at his podcast description without doing the same thing for my own podcast description. So let's look at my current podcast description in iTunes, and then also yours, and talk about what we like about them, what we don't like about them, and what we might change. And maybe, like, I don't know, maybe you feel great about your show. I actually feel like I need to rewrite my description. So I'm hoping the things we talk about in this section will be useful to someone else who has been listening to this episode and thinking like, maybe it's time for me to rewrite mine based on what I've learned today.
Sure.
Okay, so let me read the whole thing and then we'll break it apart. So my description, right. Professional podcast editor and producer Aaron Dowd shares everything he's learned about making great podcasts. If you're interested in starting a podcast, growing your audience, and increasing your influence, this is the show for you. Get answers to all your questions about podcasting, gear, recording content, editing, interviewing, mixing, mastering, and more. To stand out from thousands of other podcasts, you'll need to produce a high-quality show. The Podcast Dude will help you get there. Don't just make a podcast, make an awesome podcast. Okay.
Nice.
Let's start by saying... I will start by saying that I don't really like that first sentence. Professional podcast and editor and producer Aaron Dowd shares everything he's learned about making great podcasts. Yes, that's good. And it's like, first off, I'm making a claim that I'm a professional podcast editor and producer, but I don't have any evidence to back that up. It's not like I'm saying, you know, professional podcast editor and producer for these people.
Yeah.
And I do have evidence to back it up. The people that know me, the people that listen, they know that I've worked with some fairly well-known podcasters, especially in the design realm. But this is just making a claim like I have authority, but I'm not going to tell you what that is. And right. Second, it kind of puts me first. It's like, first thing you see, me, my name. And then it's like, I'm going to share everything I've learned. Second, that's the second mistake. Talking about myself in the third person. Or this show is. I'm not speaking, and I say this a lot when I'm podcasting, I want to speak to a single person. I'm not speaking to a single person until the second line, which is kind of weird. So I will say this. If I cut out the first and the second, or the first and the last sentences, so imagine if I just had, if you're interested in starting a podcast, growing your audience, and increasing your influence, this is the show for you. I think that's a great way to start. Because right away, it's like, you, what do you want? Like, do you want to start a podcast? Do you want to grow your audience? This is the show. That's great. That's great. And then get answers to all your questions about podcasting, gear recording. This is giving a description saying, this is the kind of stuff that I talk about. This is what I'm going to teach you. That's also great. And then finally, I kind of give my mission statements to stand out from thousands of other podcasts, which is what a lot of people want to do. You need to produce a high quality show. And the Podcast Dude will help you get there. So that's pretty solid. The first sentence. So now tell me what you think, Corey.
I think that's a smart move. I think you should remove the first one and the last one, because the last one I didn't know that was supposed to be there. I thought that was a mistake. So just being honest, like totally being honest here.
Yeah.
I think you can add your name. So in the last one, so to stand out from the thousands of other podcasts, you'll need to produce a high quality show. Then you could say Aaron Dowd, the podcast dude, will help you get there, or the podcast dude, Aaron Dowd.
I would throw
your name in there.
I would do to stand out from thousands of other podcasts. You'll need to produce a high quality show. My name is Aaron Dowd, and I want to help you. I want to help you get there.
Yeah, or I want to help you create an awesome podcast.
Yes, even better.
Because then what you're doing right there, if you do that, my name is Aaron Dowd, and I want to help you make an awesome podcast. Awesome podcast or make an awesome podcast is the last thing that those people read, and it's the last thing that's going to be sitting in their mind. If you're interested in starting a podcast, is the very first thing they're going to read, and they're going to go, yes, I am interested in starting a podcast. The last thing that they're going to have in their mind is make an awesome podcast.
I like it.
So, yeah, I think that's a great
move. I'm going to make the tweaks to the document live right now, and then I'm going to change it later.
There you go.
All right. So, Corey.
Should I share mine?
Behind the brand, I'll let you jump into it. What do you think about it? So, read it first and then tell me what your thoughts
are. Yeah. So here's ours. Behind the brand, that's the title. Mm-hmm. Description is a weekly show about building a successful brand through story and authenticity. A brand is so much more than a logo or what is visible on the surface. It's the heartbeat of a company. A brand is about values and the story you're telling. Join Corey Miller and Kyle Adams every Saturday for clear and practical advice on how to define your brand from the inside out. Connect with your audience and stand out from the competition. So I think I like it. Mm-hmm. I think I could rework a little bit because, there's a couple things that I'm trying to do with this. So first off, I'm setting expectations. So a weekly show, I like having that expectation there. And so it's not like, season one of, or bi-monthly every other, like, you know, weekly, we're doing it weekly. So, and then it's about building a successful brand. And then in the second sentence is, most of the people that I encounter who are kind of starting this journey of building a better brand is they think branding and they think logo, they think visual, they think it's all the things that you see, but actually a brand is all about perception. It's all about how people think and feel about you and what they say about you when you're not in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think I probably could rework that second sentence, but it's also to be very introductory because the people we're trying to reach are people who are with, you know, who have new and growing brands.
Mm.
So they're just kind of getting that first taste of kind of, in some cases, redefining what brand means. And so that's kind of what that second section is for.
Mm-hmm.
And then join Corey Miller and Kyle Adams every Saturday. That's when it's released on iTunes for clear and practical advice on how to define your brand from the inside out, connect with your audience and stand out from the competition. So yeah, I like it.
I have to say, I do think it's really, really good. Especially because you have a really solid first sentence and a really solid last sentence. So let's say if we cut all that stuff out in the middle, which is not bad, but a weekly show about building a successful brand through story and authenticity, connect with your audience and stand out from the competition.
Yep. This show is about action centered. Yeah.
This show is about this. Here's what it's going to do for you.
Yep.
Well done, sir.
I mean, and I like to stay, like, I'm a very simplistic kind of a person. And I have a very, like, when it comes to design and when it comes to writing, like, I really kind of adhere to this idea of how much can I remove but still have there be quality? Can we do less but better? That whole philosophy.
Yeah.
And so I know a lot of people who write out their whole about pages in their description. No one's going to read that. And no one's going to remember it. Like you need to create something that is memorable. Something that I could be, you know, 7 days later, someone asks me, hey, do you have a podcast that you recommend? And I say, yeah, if you want to make a podcast, podcastdude.com, he's all about helping you make an awesome podcast. Like that's how I would describe it. And so those are the things, those are the keywords, those are the ideas that you want to plant into people's heads through the description in a very simple way that is tangible and memorable. Because if people don't remember you, then you don't have anything. You need to be memorable. Because if you're not memorable, see ya. Like there's no,
if you're not memorable, people won't remember you.
That
sounds like something you'd say, actually.
If you're not memorable, people won't remember you. So put that on a shirt and wear it around.
I love it. No, it's good. It's good. It's true. And so what I think you're trying to say is you can't ask people to remember four paragraphs about you.
Yes.
Don't ever ask someone to memorize 600 words about you and what you do, because they're not going to. Nobody's going to. You have one, maybe two sentences to really you have to give that to people with, like, really, I think one sentence to really help them understand. Sorry.
You ready for this?
Maybe.
So people aren't going to remember the 600 words about you, but they already know what they're looking for.
Mm.
So your description is there to let them know that you have what they're looking for.
Your description is there to let them know that you have what it is that they're looking for.
Yes.
I love that.
And you can do that very, very simply because they already know.
Yeah.
Like they're looking at that and going, yeah. You know, like they already know themselves. You need to demonstrate that you have what they're looking for. And then they start playing the U2 song and they can just turn it off because they found what they're looking for. You know?
Get out. Well done, man. Just such valuable takeaways today. So I like that. So I didn't get Stan the Man. I didn't get his permission to share the name of his podcast. But what I will do, I do want to give him some exact feedback. So Stan, I hope this is okay if you're listening to this. I wish I could share. Maybe he'll get in touch with me. I reached out to him on Twitter. But anyways, I want to read his description and see if you and I can give him some ideas about how he could rewrite it to help him better reach the people that he's trying to reach and get some new listeners. So I'm going to read the description of Stan's podcast. It's so hard to not say Stan the Man. So the description for Stan's podcast.
Mr. the Man.
So the description for Mr. the Man's podcast.
No.
I am passionate about coaching leaders to help them reach maximum impact wherever they are currently leading. Yeah, actually, you know what, Corey? This is just what's on his site. I don't know if this is actually what's in his description. I feel like it is, but I should go check just to make sure. I'm going to go to iTunes real quick. Okay, you know what?
Yeah, that'd be really awkward if
that
we said
was
this was
not,
his description.
That was not his description. Okay, we're going to use two of these because his description is very short. Okay, so this is what's on his website when you first visit it. So he says, I am passionate about coaching leaders to help them reach maximum impact wherever they are currently leading. My heart beats faster when someone I spend time with takes a next step towards being more closely aligned with God's will for their life, enabling them to make an even greater impact. My goal is to provide leadership resources that are practical and can help anyone develop as a leader, including moms, dads, teachers, administrators, managers, volunteers, campus pastors, and lead pastors. Everyone leads someone. And then the description for his podcast, which is on the same title, is this podcast focuses on coaching ministry leaders to reach maximum impact where they currently lead. We also focus on brainstorming and idea creation for leaders.
Okay.
What are your first thoughts on that?
For the first one, I mean, that it does feel like it sounds like something I would read on an about page, not on a home page.
Yeah.
On a home page, you need to speak to the pain of the person whose problem you're solving.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
And it needs to speak with a benefit. So I see his goals, but I don't see the benefit for myself. So what I want to know is, you know, what am I going to get out of, you know, going to this website? Condense that down to a single sentence. That needs to be what people see on your homepage. It feels like a mission. Like his mission statement is all of this stuff. I mean, there's a lot of things there, but again, like Stan, I'm sure you're great. You're awesome. In fact, I'd love to talk with you about some of this stuff.
Yeah, it sounds like you guys would be friends.
Behindthebrand.com/contact. Let's do this. But the problem is, like, I don't know you yet. And all you're kind of doing is letting me get to know you just a little bit more with this description. But what I want to know is if I'm a leader, if I want to, if I have some kind of influence and I want to make have a maximum impact wherever I'm currently leading, I want to know that. I want to know that you're here to benefit me. Like that's ultimately what people are going to a website first. That's what they're trying to figure out. And then you can bring in yourself a little bit later, but that's just the thing. Can you read me back the podcast description?
Yeah, yeah. So the podcast description is, this podcast focuses on coaching ministry leaders to reach maximum impact where they currently lead. We also focus on brainstorming and idea creation for leaders.
I would, if this was me, I think that's a great start, but what I'd love to have is more actionable, like more kinetic sentences, like learn how to make a maximum impact in the ministry you're currently leading.
Well, okay, like, yeah. Let's break it down. Let me pause you for a second. Sorry to interrupt, but let's break it down. What do you mean by maximum impact?
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's really, really important, because those are words, those are not very specific words.
Mm.
So you want to make a change. It's like, well, what kind of change are you trying to get people to make?
Absolutely.
So I think going a little bit deeper on what that means, what those words mean, and then also focus on brainstorming and idea creation for leaders. So what specifically about brainstorming? What kind of ideas? What's really missing from this is, what problems are you trying to solve for people?
Yeah. I think the other aspect with that second sentence is, if I'm reading this as a leader, I see this as, we focus on brainstorming and idea creation for leaders. Oh, so I listen to this podcast and you brainstorm for me and you give me ideas? Like, that's, I mean, maybe, you know, I'd have to listen to the podcast.
That's a good point.
That might be.
That's a good
point.
That's,
or are you trying to teach me how to brainstorm? Are you trying to give me the tools to have better idea creation? Like, are you trying to give me make me into the kind of leader that is able to lead a team, brainstorm, create ideas, have successful meetings, make an impact in our community, and, you know, this and that? Like, those are the things I want to see. Those are the things I want to hear. Like, you can expand on this a little bit, not be too wordy with it, but if I looked at this, I'd go, and someone asked me, what is this podcast about? I would, and I mean, I haven't listened to it, but based on the description, I just say, it's about, if you're a leader, they want to make you a better leader. So just take that for what it is, and put a little bit of life into that description, because I think people kind of discredit, like, they don't think a lot about what the description is.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I mean, heck, when it comes to apps, like, do you just download an app without reading the description? Absolutely not. You know,
I hope
so.
Not.
Another thing that you can do, if you've had a podcast for a while, you can go look through the reviews and see what people are saying about your podcast.
Yeah,
in the reviews.
That's a great.
And you can actually start to rewrite and rework and clarify your description based on what other people are saying. If you're a new podcast, you may not have that yet. But I would definitely recommend to talk with somebody and share everything about what your podcast is doing and what your mission is, and then have them repeat it back to you in like a sentence or two.
Everyone should be doing this. And then
that's where you start to kind of build, okay, these are the words, these are the simple words that I can put in here to make this clear. Like, you want to have clarity. If you don't have clarity, you have nothing.
I like that. So simple, actionable step right now. I want you to talk to a couple people that you trust, or if you have an engaged online community, reach out to them and ask them for podcasters. If you make a podcast and you're listening to this, ask, what do you think my podcast is about? And then see what people say. And if you don't, if you're a freelancer, or if you make video or whatever, try it for yourself. Like, ask some of your friends, how would you describe me to someone else? What do you think I'm about? I think you get a lot of insight out of those questions.
Yeah.
Man.
And don't get me wrong, Stan, like, if you're listening to this, don't be discouraged.
No.
The fact that you've shown up and that you have a grip on your mission, and you intrinsically know, like, you inside, you know what you want to create and how you want to help people. That's good. Like, that's more than a lot of people will ever have. Mm-hmm. So, but what you need to do, again, you just need to focus on clarity, clarify some of the words, and clarify who your target audience is, based on this list that you wrote. This is great. Like, this is a great list. But try and condense that in a way that is repeatable by someone you just shared it with. I think that would be really helpful for Stan and for, you know, anyone else who's listening to the show, is to just try and work on the absolute, you know, I say this, Aaron, sometimes I get in trouble.
Oh,
I do get in trouble.
Do it.
But I get nervous when I start saying this kind of stuff because
now I'm intrigued.
Someone's gonna hate me on Twitter or whatever. But here's the thing. I'm sorry.
Just spit it out. It's okay. We're all friends here.
You have to write for stupid people.
Yes.
Like, okay, so maybe that's a really terrible thing to say, but
it's not false.
Because I love people and I think people are great and all of that. But like, you have to write so that a person who is stupid could understand. Okay?
It's true. Like, it's true. It's not just that people are stupid. People are in a hurry. People are in a rush. People don't want to think.
Yes. Man, I've made it just such a, it's terrible, but that's the thing. Like, maybe I should switch out the word terrible or switch out the word stupid for something else. But like, you have to write in a simple way that is tangible for people and is clear for people, right? Like I want to be able to share it with a 12-year-old or a 15-year-old, like to say this thing and have them get it. And I'm not saying that 12-year-olds and 15-year-olds are stupid. I shouldn't have said it. It's bad.
I'll edit it out. It's fine. I'm just kidding. I totally won't. Okay.
Yeah, I know you won't. But that's what I'm saying is like simplicity and clarity is like, I see this so often. I know we've been doing this for a while, but I see so often people who use inside slang and jargon and terms and you look at it like, okay, I would literally have to be that person to understand what they're trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't give me the marketed, the thesaurus, like you looked up the thesaurus and like you put in a word and then you swapped it out for one that sounded smarter. Like, don't give me that stuff. I don't care about that. I need to know in a very simple way. If I'm your intended audience, like I need to know in a very simple way. And you can deliver complex ideas simply with clarity. You just have to work with it and you've got to mold and shape the words and see if you can swap anything out for other words and other terms and other ideas that communicate what you're trying to communicate in a simple but clear way.
Yes. So Candace had said, a well-known author I know says he writes his books at a fifth grade level so that anyone can understand it.
Yeah. And I'm not saying that fifth grade people are stupid. Don't.
Yeah, you are.
I shouldn't have said it, Aaron.
Yeah, you are.
No.
Good. No, you're fine. I think it makes a point. I think it makes a point very well. You didn't say, write like so anyone can. Oh, man, I just totally screwed that
up.
Yeah,
see? No, that's what I'm saying. It's bad.
Write so stupid people can understand it is very memorable and catchy, and it makes a point. It really makes the point very, very well. So
good job. And I'm not saying that people are stupid, but that's the thing is you have to write in a clear way so that anybody above the level that doesn't exist that I said can understand it.
Write so anyone can understand.
There you go.
We're trying, Corey. We're doing this live.
You need to write so that your intended audience understands.
That's true.
In clarity.
Okay.
Like that's the most important thing.
Okay. We're getting into the weeds now. So I'm just gonna say good show, sir.
Good show. Thanks for having me on, man.
Thank you for coming on. If people found you enjoyable, if they weren't offended by what you said about stupid people, where would they
Everyone's
go?
Everyone's gonna unsubscribe to you.
Where would they go to hear your podcast and to get more of the kind of stuff that you like to teach about?
You can go to behindthebrand.com and you can listen to the show there. You can also go and find me at coreydhmiller.com. I've got a blog there. I do brand consulting. And so that's where I do a lot of my writing, but all of the audio stuff that I produce is at behindthebrand.com. And you can sign up for the newsletter there if you are wanting to work on building your own brand, do a weekly newsletter and a weekly podcast and things like that. So that's where you can find me.
Are you on Twitter?
I am. Oh, yeah, that thing. Twitter.com/CoreyDHMiller. Basically anything /CoreyDHMiller, most of that will get to me.
CoreyDHMiller. All right. And
yep.
I'm on Twitter at ThePodcastDude. You can head over to ThePodcastDude.com/66 to get the show notes for this episode. And let's see. What else, Corey? If you, the listener, hello. If you've been enjoying this show, I would really appreciate an iTunes review. It really helps other people find the show and it makes me happy. And it's just a way that you can give back. Corey, I talked about the Sean West membership before, the Sean West community. What's your experience been with that so far?
Life changing.
Yeah, that's what I say.
I mean, that's simple, right? For stupid people.
Oh, no. Shut it all down. Shut it all down.
I actually said this to Christiana a couple of weeks ago, that if it had not been for the content at Sean West and Sean McCabe and working for Sean and the kind of mindset that comes from being a part of the community, we'd probably be about 5 years behind right now, just in life and in the dreams that we have and in the life that we want to live.
Yeah.
We'd be about 5 years behind.
Yep.
So, that's my experience. That's just, it's really incredible. The people here, the friends that I've made and, the things that I've been able to strive toward have been made possible because of the relationships, in the community and the content at Sean West. And, it's kind of hard because like you and I work there, so it feels like there's some kind of conflict of interest, but I'm just being honest. Like my life has changed because of being part of this community. So SeanWest.com is where you go to have your life changed.
SeanWest.com is where you go to have your life changed. Corey is not lying. Thank you so much, Corey. Actually, I want to read a review from one of the listeners before we head out. Fun Drummer 93, 5 stars, great job.
So good.
As
the
always,
best the handle ever.
Yeah, right. As always, the podcast dude does a great job. Thank you, Fun Drummer. I'm going to guess that you are also a musician as well.
No, he's not just a musician. He's a fun drummer.
He's a fun drummer.
Or she.
That's true. We don't know. I love playing music. Been playing a little bit of drums lately. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
That's the show. I got to see if we have any questions for the after show. Corey, again, thanks so much for coming on the show. And let's see, what are we talking about next week? What am I talking about next week? I should tell people these things. Oh, next week I'm talking about portable podcasting setup. Maybe I should change the title. But anyways, next week I'm going to be talking about portable podcasting setups. This is for my friend Diana. Hey, Diana. I don't know why I struggle with that. She recently got into podcasting and joined the Sean West community. She seems to be enjoying herself and learning a ton. So yeah, shout out. She's listening in the chat now. It's great.
There you go.
So I'm going to make an episode that I should have had for her 3 weeks ago before she tried to figure out how to get a portable podcasting setup. Why is that hard to say? Portable podcasting setup. So I'll be going over microphones and gear and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, stay tuned for that. That'll be next week. And I guess we should get to the after show. What do you think, Corey?
I love it.
All right. So that was episode 66 in the can, as they say. In the can. So I think
I'm sure there's a different phrase that you could use.
In the Zoom, in the Logic. I'm this is terrible. I'm just going to listen to music. We'll be right back. So we got a couple of questions. I like what Leah just said. I tell my doctor and mechanic once they've explained everything in their words, okay, now tell me like I'm stupid. we both know I'm not dumb. I'm just not educated in the areas they are and don't know the terms that are everyday to them.
Absolutely.
Good. Excellent point. That's a great way to sum it up. We did have a question from Jonathan. How would you say his last name, Corey?
Perucho.
That sounds pretty good. So Jonathan asked, is there a formula or best structure to writing an effective bio for your social media descriptions? That is a great question. What's your formula? What do you
step
do?
Oh, what?
Step number one.
Step number one, what is the goal of your social media description?
Ooh.
Or of your social media account? That's step number one. Step number two is then to write it. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know that there's necessarily a formula, but I know that a lot of social media descriptions are, they have like a cap, like a character cap. So you can't write past a certain amount of characters.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say if you can write something that is succinct, that is going to help push you towards your goals. And the other thing is, especially now, I would say try to make something that is memorable beyond like father, coffee lover, hiker, mountaineer, designer, lover of the color purple. Like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like literally everyone is doing that. So if you do anything different, you're good.
Right? Okay. I can't say for everyone because everyone's different, but I will give you the exact formula that I use for my Twitter bio.
There you go.
It is two simple things. One, what I do, and two, what I want to do for you, the person reading. Simple. Who I am, what I do. So it's like what I do, what I want to help you do, what I'm going to do for you. So my Twitter bio is simply audio engineer and podcast editor / producer for the Sean West Network. I want to help you make an awesome podcast.
Nice. What is mine? I don't even know what mine
is. Yeah, what is yours, Corey?
I'm sure it's super boring.
I'm scrolling back. I'm going to find it.
Director of member success at Sean West, podcast host of Behind the Brand, author of Nice to Have, currently writing. That's
almost.
I mean,
that's
my Twitter one. Like, but that's the thing is, like, it depends on what your goals are. I want my Twitter to be a place where people get to, like, where they can get access to me, and the content is not in the description. The content is in the timeline. That's where I want people's eyes to look. Like, I don't want to be clever so people are like, oh, what a moron. Like, I want them to look at my. In a sense, it's like kind of a bullet point credential, and at least that's how I'm using it. Like, that's not necessarily your formula, but what I'm saying is, like, you have to figure out what your goal is and what the goal of your social media account is or the description there, and then condense that in a way that that provides you some kind of credibility so that then they can continue going down the timeline. Because no one's going to care, at least on Twitter, like, no one's going to read on the left unless they've gotten some kind of value out of your timeline, whether it's entertainment or practical or whatever it is. Like, they're going to look at the timeline first, and then they're going to go and they might want to know a little bit about you. So the way I use it is a tiny little mini about page,
mm-hmm,
related to what it is that I'm posting.
I like that. I would say, I don't know. I feel like you might be able to get some more follows if you put something about what you want to do for other people in there. Just a thought.
Interesting.
Just a thought.
Earth dweller. Person.
No.
I've seen these.
No,
I've
I know. I see them all the time. Here's the thing. So people follow me. People comment on things that I post. People like my tweets. When I see somebody that I don't know like a tweet, retweet a tweet, I go and I look at their profile. I'm like, who is this person? So I'm going to go look it right now. Who's, okay, so Wrist and Rye just liked a tweet I was mentioned in. A social lubricant company. I'm not sure I would use that
you
word.
You want to cut that out, bro?
In my description. Delivering intoxicatingly beautiful accessories that incite social conversations.
What?
Yeah, okay. Let's go find somebody else.
How about this? Kyle Adams. Icon designer intent on communicating in profound ways and helping others to do the same. Boom. Easy.
That's pretty good too.
I like it.
It's not
icon designer, icon lover, color maker. Nobody cares.
Redhead.
Bearded.
Like, bearded.
Come on.
Yeah. Yeah. No, let's
Dude,
go.
No one's going to invite me on their podcast, man. Not after this one.
You're fantastic. Okay. I found somebody else. Jeremy Mura. He's a community member actually, but I saw him in here. His profile, designer and illustrator, teaching others what I know and helping people design a life of greatness.
Hey, that's nice.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Tell me like why should I follow you? I'm gonna look at your bio. I'm gonna look at what you say. This is your chance to convince me to follow you. If I'm not already convinced, if I don't already know someone, if this person is not Steve freaking Jobs or Tim Cook or what's the guy who does Stratechery? I don't know. If you don't already have a huge audience who advocate on behalf of you, telling other people to go follow you, or if they're not familiar with your work, your bio is a chance to convince people that they will get something out of following you. That's how I think about it anyways.
I like it.
Telling
Jared says in the chat, you're making me go reconsider my social profiles right now. Uh-huh, and Emily says, Emily Carlton is updating her social bios.
Uh-huh, got you guys thinking now. Got you guys thinking.
I'm not going to say I'm sorry. Hey, listen, if your goal is to be a person who, you know, is that's funny and the people like your bio is funny and people think that's funny and that's who you're trying to reach, then do that. That's what I'm saying. Like, you have to bring it back to goals. It's like, what are you trying to accomplish? I just think it's ridiculous.
Earth dweller.
I'm going to get such emails, man. Twitter, they're just going to, that's okay.
Can you tell us your email one more time?
My email? No.
Oh, okay. All right. Aaron at the podcast, dude. If you want to email me, I'll forward it to Corey.
There you go. Or you can go to behindthebrand.com/contact.
That's true. That way they get, I don't care. Whatever. See, I have the podcastdude.com/contact too, I think. Never checked it out. All right, Corey. Let's wrap it up, man. That was a value-packed show, and I want to keep it relatively short. So thanks again for joining me. I got to have you back on more often, dude. It was too good.
It was fun. Thanks for having me, man.
All right. Everyone in the community, have an excellent day. And to everyone still listening, thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. If you have any questions, hit me up, thepodcastdude.com/contact or Aaron at thepodcastdude.com. I'd love to hear the questions you have about podcasting so I can make a future episode for you. I am paying attention. I am listening, and I do appreciate your time and your questions. So hit me up. And even if people want to come on the show, all you got to do is have a decent internet connection, a decent microphone, and something valuable related to podcasting to share with my audience. So if you think that's you, send me a short recording so I can hear how you sound. Because if your recording sounds terrible, I can't have you on my show. I'm sorry. So, but have an excellent rest of the day. Go get lots of work done, and I will talk to you next week.